Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Most people know you because of your snowboarding and 2 Winter Olympics?
Yeah, 2 Winter Olympics. Sochi 2014 and Pyeongchang 2018. And yeah, it's crazy how all of that essentially happened so fast. Starting snowboarding age 12, age 16, picking up my first sponsor. And it just spiraled from there. The introduction of the Olympics for slopestyle in 2012, so it became my sole mission to represent the country at the Winter Olympics.
So when you knew that that was a possibility and this was a path that you could realistically take as a career, that must have been like, wow, I can actually follow my passion and be paid to do it, which, you know, most people could only dream of.
Yeah, really, really surreal. I've come from a background of many different sports. I would say that was probably the problem when I was younger. I did motocross, I did gymnastics, I skied, I played lacrosse, I played basketball, you name it, I did everything. And there was this one moment where my dad said to me, he's like, you're quite good at sport, but you're pretty average at all of them. Why don't you like pick one? And I love snowboarding, but I never ever imagined that I could make a career out of it. I remember watching the X Games on TV, which is a huge American contest, and seeing that and thinking, wow, that's, you know, light years away. How could, you know, the girl from Kent in England ever, you know, compete on the world stage? But when I was 16, I got noticed by Roxy, which opened up this amazing opportunity. It was crazy. I came home from school having just started my A-levels in Northern Ireland, actually. And
why did you live in Northern Ireland?
My family moved there in 2007, just for some work opportunities. And they've settled there, and I've found my way back here through all of the travel. It's logistically not the best place to live for travelling. Mm. But it is beautiful there, and I love going home, and that is home.
And you do count that as home.
That's home. I have a house there, but rent here in London, and then I go back there to see my family. So everyone's over there now, my nan and granddad, everyone. So we're completely English, but everyone has resided in Northern Ireland, randomly.
Yeah.
Where were we, though? About the snowboarding.
Yeah, about it being a viable career option.
Yeah, I never really saw it as a possibility until I picked up my first sponsor, and then the opportunity was presented to me to join the GB Junior team. And as soon as I finished my A-levels, it was basically a case of, this is possible if I put everything into it. And I did.
And by everything, how much kind of sacrifice did you have to make? Or as a family, how much did everyone have to buy into it? Because as you say, coming from Kent, it's not a normal kind of transition to make, is it?
It's definitely not normal at all. I would consider getting noticed being really lucky, but then, you know, really utilising that opportunity. So every time there was an opportunity to go on a trip, I was there, and the first one there, and I stayed. I was the first one on the hill and the last one on the hill. And I think that's the unique thing about coming from the UK. You really appreciate that time on snow because it's not on our doorstep. Mm. You know, if you live in Austria and it's a snowy, cold day, you might not go riding. Whereas when you're only out there for a week, you ride every single day, first lift to last lift. And it was really about putting in the groundwork when I was on snow. And then my career just built from there.
In the Pink is sponsored by Bose. Treat your ears and your senses with the Bose Noise Cancelling 700 series. Their unrivaled noise cancelling technology means you'll hear and be heard like never before. And touch and voice recognition mean you're free to keep your head up and you'll never miss a thing. How hard was it though? How much of a commitment? How much?
Oh, I mean, yeah, it was. I was away pretty much all the time. In the middle of my A-levels, I remember I was away for a month in the States. And yeah, it's crazy how my career kind of catapulted. I remember getting my first allocated budget. So that was the second year with Roxy. And they gave me some money. At the time, that was 3,000 euros. And it seemed like so much money. I was like, wow, I can go on like 6 snowboard trips if I play my cards right. But obviously, that's not a lot of money to do it. And it was that year that it was like, okay, well, if I invest this amount of money into that contest, if I do well, I'm going to be able to go to the next contest. But if I don't, then I'm stuck. And there's one really clear moment that sticks out in my head. And I think I had about 200 euros left. And it was like, I don't think I should go to the contest. And one of my older friends who'd been on tour for a while, she's like, come on, Fuller, you need to go to this. You've got this. And I turned up, I rode the best I've ever ridden and won 6,000 euros. And it was like, sweet, game changer. And then that spiraled into further sponsorship and opportunities. So, yeah, it's crazy how things happen and how that transition of, you know, going into a full-time sport and essentially living out of a suitcase. And I think that's the non-glamorous side of it. And it's crazy, you know, age 18 to sort of 22, you know, 1 week you're staying, you know, with the GB team in some sort of like grotto and there's three of you in a room first, then going on a trip with Red Bull, who was one of my sponsors, and staying in like a 5-star hotel in Austria. So the contrast was amazing. And I think
keeps it real.
It's so humbling. And that's one thing that I've really taken away from it. And it's, I've learned how to make the best out of any situation on the road.
I like this idea, you know, it's the old adage, isn't it? You're only as good as your last game. But I like this idea that you have to keep excelling in order to jump on the next step, as if almost the step doesn't appear unless you're ready to pounce off the back of the last one.
Definitely. For sure, the first 3 years of my career, it was just go, go, go. And then when the opportunity was presented to go to the Olympics, that sort of format changed slightly and there was a bit more of a structure in how I went about competing. But before that, it was all about the X Games. And my ultimate goal, mission, was to be the first woman to land a double in competition, which I did after multiple injuries and setbacks. But in 2012, at the European X Games, I landed the first double in competition. And that really created a platform for me then to get further sponsorship, get into other contests. Because that's one thing as well. You can't just rock up and do like the X Games. Like there's 8 girls in the world that get invited to the X Games. So yeah, it was almost like a conveyor belt. You know, you have to stay in the mix at the top, like any elite sport.
So explain to those who don't know, which kind of includes me, I have to say, how hard it is to land the double. Like, what does that actually mean and how much actually has to go into that? And how surprised were people that you managed it?
At the time, it was, I would say my strong point was my aerial awareness. I haven't been snowboarding as long as some of the other girls on tour. So definitely, I utilised my aerial awareness to my advantage. So it was almost like, okay, this is the quick route to success, which meant that I then definitely skipped some hurdles, which made things harder for me later in my career. But by learning that, I was in New Zealand the summer before, and this was the introduction of the airbags. And I was lucky enough to get on the Red Bull airbag, a private session, and I tried it on there a couple of times. And
So that was almost like what we have in Formula One as a simulator. It's the closest thing you're going to get.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and 2012 would have been like the introduction of that. We never had that before. So before that, you'd go up on the mountain and you'd build a jump and you'd fling yourself off into the power, but it's into the powder. But it's very much a risk assess sport, and there's so many stages and strategies into perfecting a particular trick. And I got it dialed on the airbag. I took it to snow, a very similar jump next to the airbag. And then it was just about applying myself and peeling back the layers and the nerves to be able to do it in a contest. And I think with something new, with something big that you've never done before, you never really feel ready. But it's about the visualization and the process. And if you can visualize yourself learning it, even when you're standing at the top and you get that, you know, your eyes are closed, you're ready to drop in, and you know you've got that like gulp of like sort of, it's not like fear, it's like that, it's like an adrenaline rush, but it's a nervous adrenaline rush, and you're like, oh, am I ready? But if you can visualize it, you can do it. And I could visualize it, and I visualized it over and over again, and everything was right, the conditions were right, you know, it was sunny, it was warm, the jump was in good condition, the landing was soft. By that, I mean, it wasn't sheet ice. I managed to pull it off. And that definitely would be, I would say, the bolt hold of opportunity it created for me to sort of
That's amazing. Go that on to single moment that's just like launched you.
Completely.
Literally and metaphorically. I can guarantee you that anyone listening is now busily searching for it on YouTube to see it, because visually, incredible.
Yeah.
How dangerous...
Oh,
is
it's
it?
So dangerous. When I look back at some of the things I've done, it's not dangerous when you're in the right place, mentally and physically. So much of it is about being in a very stable mental state. You for sure have to be like happy and buzzing, because if you go up there like all dour and serious... You know, snowboarding really is about having a good time. It's a sport that you enjoy. And if you're up there and you're not feeling good, it's just not going to work for you. It's almost like, okay, let's go back down to the cafe, have a coffee and reset.
In the Pink is sponsored by Tag Heuer, Swiss avant-garde since 1860. Excellence, precision and elegance. Their timepieces are designed for those who love challenges. Make sure you run like clockwork and never miss a thing.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.